USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union who sought to reform the communist country and presided over its demise, has died at the age of 91. In a 1984 BBC interview, British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher expressed her fondness of Gorbachev.
I like Mr. Gorbachev. We can do business together.
President Biden spent part of his Tuesday in Pennsylvania. Biden focusing on crime, saying there's too much gun violence in America.
My plan also takes common sense action to reduce gun violence and violence overall.
The president noting guns are the number one killer of children in America. Biden arguing young kids should be learning to read in school, not taking part in duck and cover drills. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
An FBI agent's actions have caused him to be relieved of his duties.
Timothy Tebow, a senior FBI agent at the Washington field office, is out of a job after decades at the FBI. Mr. Tebow is facing intense scrutiny over allegations he helped shield President Biden during his 2020 presidential campaign. Tebow allegedly killed off a criminal investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop evidence 1 month before the November 2020 election. That's according to Senator Grassley's whistleblower at the FBI. FBI Director Christopher Wray on his agent's actions.
I found it deeply troubling.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Airbnb says Columbus, Ohio is the top trending destination for Labor Day weekend. Columbus was selected after Airbnb looked at reservations made by U.S. travelers from January 1st to June 31st for September 2nd through the 5th check-ins. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A 17-year-old recently became the youngest pilot to circle the globe solo in a small aircraft. Appearing on Fox News, Mac Rutherford shares what he wants to be the takeaway from his feat.
So I'm trying to show that young people can make a difference, that you don't have to be 18 to do something special. That you can just follow your dreams, and as long as you work hard and push forward and you really want to achieve it, you can. You don't have to wait, just follow your dreams.
The trip took 5 months, about 2 months longer than estimated. Rutherford took off when he was just 16 years old. His sister, Zara, was a previous record holder, completing her journey at the age of 19. The 16-driver field for the NASCAR Cup Series playoff is set as the race for the 2022 championship is on. Chase Elliott won the regular season championship, and he explains what it would mean to win his second Cup championship.
For us, it's about another great opportunity and an opportunity to try to do both in 1 year. That's the big one. If you can check both those boxes in the same season, be pretty cool.
By winning the regular season championship, Elliott also earned 15 extra playoff points. He currently leads the playoff field with 2,040 points heading into Darlington this Sunday. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.